When you're first using a new dating app, it can be really daunting to know exactly what you're being offered and how to use it to its full capacity. For you, we've got this complete Bumble guide to all of its features.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be talking all about all of Bumble's features. But before I dive into this complete guide of the Bumble features, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this quiz is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's fun, quick, easy, and completely free. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So go ahead and click the link, then take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's again completely free, and that's also going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. All right, so let's get into it. Bumble actually has a ton of features, special features, paid features, unpaid features, very unique things, maybe some things that aren't that unique. There's a ton going on with Bumble, and this is going to be your comprehensive guide of what those things are and how to use them, and this will hopefully help you out when it comes to using Bumble and making sure you're using it to its full capacity. So let's dive into it. Okay, so the very first thing to note about Bumble and what really makes it stand out from the crowd immediately is that women come first on this site. To tip the scales when it comes to traditional gender roles in dating and to really help with the fight for equality when it comes to online dating, women are actually the ones who have the responsibility to message people first when it comes to heterosexual pairing. So if you are a man and you have matched with a woman on Bumble and she has matched with you, you actually cannot reach out to her. You can't talk to her until she has sent you a message first. Now there is a time frame for which she has to send this message. So she is prompted to send a message within the first 24 hours of getting this match with you, if you are the man who's matched with her. And if she doesn't within that 24 hours, within that time frame, then your match will actually go away. So she is pushed to go ahead and make that first message happen as soon as possible before the match goes away. She also does have the possibility to extend the match, although we'll talk about that more in the specific features. But this is really the onus that Bumble is built on. Bumble puts women first, and this really sets it apart from almost every other dating site or dating app out there. Now, it might seem a little bit daunting to go to a dating site where if you are a man, you don't have the power to message first. However, I would argue that this formula actually might benefit men exponentially, because when you think about other dating apps, maybe something like Tinder, where men or women can send messages first, it doesn't matter who, a lot of women end up being inundated with tons of messages with people who they may not be interested in, messages that might leave them sort of wanting for more. It sort of leads to this high volume, low quality sort of thing where you're getting a lot of messages in your inbox that say, hey, 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 and nothing serious, and you as a man are being ignored most of the time. Bumble sort of switches this dynamic up where women have to message first. And because of that, you are getting messages from people who are already sure, or at least more sure, about starting something with you. You don't have to keep sending shots in the dark if you are a man. You will get the women coming to you. All you have to do is make the matches, sit back, and wait for you to be messaged first. And this will probably lead to a lot more, you know, actual activity in your dating life rather than a lot of unread messages. All right, so that's the first most important thing to note about Bumble and the thing that really makes it stand out. But before we move on to the next few things, if you are enjoying this video so far, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and hit subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. But let's go ahead and talk about the next key thing that makes Bumble stand out, and that is that it's not just a dating site. So Bumble actually has a few different sections. There's Bumble Date, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. And these are all different and for different things. And this also really, you know, puts Bumble a step away from other dating sites out there. There's not many dating sites that offer this type of thing as well. Something to note about these different sections of Bumble is that they do not overlap. So you don't have to worry about having one profile to encompass everything, like talking about yourself romantically in a platonic way in a business setting. No, they're all separate. So you have different profiles for your romantic Bumble Date side, your friendship Bumble BFF side, and your business Bumble Biz side. But yes, so at Bumble BFF, you can go ahead and swipe through people to make some platonic friendships. You can write a whole different profile and prompts about yourself. You can upload different photos of yourself that sort sort of show you in a different light than your romantic. You can answer different prompts on your Bumble BFF side where it asks you, you know, what's your ideal Bumble BFF date? What kind of things would you like to do with your new friend? Would you like nights out? Would you like to stay in Netflix or nightclub? That sort of thing. You can answer all sorts of specific prompts about your friendship life. And then there's also a different section of Bumble, which is Bumble Biz, which is created specifically to make business connections. This is a great place to go to talk to people who are working in your same field, maybe bounce around ideas together, maybe see if there's any job openings, maybe look for someone to work for you. It's a great way to meet people who are in the same business sector as you. Now, nowadays, it can be hard to meet people, whether it be platonically through friendship, whether it be for, you know, business partnerships, because we are collectively spending more and more time on our own working remotely, or just, you know, as adults, it can be hard to make these new connections. So Bumble really sets out those olive branches and helps you in a very simple, easy way to make those connections that you might be looking for, whether it be through business partners or friendships or, you know, dating. Now, no matter what you're looking for, whether it be a date, whether it be a new friend, whether it be a business partner, you want to send the very best first message to those people to sort of ignite the sort of relationship that you're looking for. And to help you out with sending those pesky first messages, we actually have our free online dating opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This is going to help you out and actually triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. So go ahead and why not send the best first message possible by checking out our free online dating opener formula. All right, so let's go ahead and now talk about the free features of Bumble. So what does Bumble offer for free? Now, the great thing about Bumble is that it can be completely free. You don't have to pay for anything. If you want to use Bumble as a free site and not use any of the paid features, you can absolutely do that. And there are a lot of features that Bumble does offer for free. So it's completely navigable as a free site. If you'd like to use some extra special paid features that could help your experience on the app, we will talk about that next. Some of Bumble's free features include swiping through members' profiles, making matches, sending messages, also having the chance to extend one match per day in case you didn't hear from them in time, and take advantage of features such as basic info badges, specific search preferences, video/audio calls, and the question game. Now, some of these free features might be a little bit confusing. You might be asking yourself, what are some of them? So I'm going to go over a few of them that might not be super clear. For example, basic info badges. So basic info badges are pieces of information about yourself that will go on your profile displayed about you. For example, on Bumble Date, the basic info badges include looking for, which lets potential matches know whether you're looking for something casual or serious. It includes your height, your star sign, drinking, so whether you prefer morning stroll coffee or a big night out. It also includes your smoking habits, kids, if you have, want, or don't want kids, your religion, and politics. There's also a question game where you and your match can choose to answer the same question, and you'll both have to answer it before the answer is revealed to each other. There's also the extend feature, which is for all the people out there who might just need a little more time to get a connection off the ground. So when you use extend, you add an additional 24 hours to the countdown timer in the date and BFF mode. So everyone gets one free extend a day to use on someone who really gets them buzzing, and the Bumble Premium and Bumble Boost subscribers are able to extend on an unlimited number of matches. So women in opposite gender matches are able to activate extend before they send the first message, while men in opposite gender matches can use extend if the first move hasn't been made within the first 24 hours. Folks in same gender connections are able to extend at any time before someone makes the first move. Question of the day, have you ever gone through the feeling of regret when it comes to your online dating journey? Like, have you ever not matched with that person you really wished you had? Have you ever stopped replying and wished you didn't ghost that person? Have you ever, made a mistake that you really regret? This is interesting to think about because with extend, you do get the chance to sort of at least have another bit of time to possibly make things happen. But have you ever, made some grave mistake on a dating site that you still regret to this day? Leave your anecdotes, stories, comments, questions, everything down below. We love to hear from you. Okay, so we talked about the free features of Bumble. Now, what are the paid features? What can you opt in if you want to sort of elevate your experience on the site? So you can use some paid features on Bumble, first off, by using their membership. So you can become a Bumble Premium member, and that will give you a lot of benefits. The premium subscription to Bumble includes seeing everyone who swiped right on you with Beeline. The Beeline fills with users who've swiped to the right on you, but you haven't swiped on just yet. You'll also be able to rematch with expired connections. You can extend your matches by 24 hours. You can backtrack on accidental left swipes. You can put yourself in Spotlight. Spotlight allows you to advance your profile to the top of the stack to be viewable by more people instantly without anyone knowing. You have the option to use one Spotlight for 30 minutes or two Spotlights for 150 minutes. You can also use 5 super swipes per week. Tap the star icon on someone's profile to let them know that they are standing out, and after you activate a super swipe, the other user will be notified that you're interested in getting to know them better. You can also focus on what you're looking for with advanced filters. You can also activate incognito mode for more privacy. And you can swipe in other locations with travel mode. So when you activate travel mode, you can select the city your profile appears in for 7 days. Your location will show at the center of the city you've chosen. At this time, you'll not be able to select an exact location. And an indicator will display so other users know you're using travel. This is a great way to set up dates before you even go to a new location. So that's what you get if you are a premium member of Bumble. However, you do also have the chance to join Bumble Boost. Bumble Boost is similar, and you are able to get rematches with expired connections. You'll be able to extend your matches by 24 hours. You can backtrack on accidental left swipes. You can get unlimited swipes. You can put yourself in the spotlight, and you can use 5 super swipes per week. Bumble Boost is a recurring subscription that can be modified or canceled anytime. So opting in for Bumble Boost or Bumble Premium will grant you those extra special benefits to the site and those extra features. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. Those are pretty much all of the features that Bumble has to offer. You'll now know, you know, some of the basics of Bumble, how it works, some of the major features, the defining features, the paid, the free, everything in between. So I hope that you found this video helpful. If you haven't already, you should definitely take our free online dating app quiz that's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. That's gonna be linked above me and found in the description down below. So don't forget to go ahead and take the quiz and come on back here and comment below what your results are. Also, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites or dating apps. It's completely free, and that's also going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. Have you ever made a mistake in your online dating journey that you still think about to this day? Have you ever ghosted somebody accidentally? Have you ever not reached out when you wished you had? What are some of your online dating mistakes that you wish you could undo? Leave your comments, anecdotes, stories, everything down below. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!